All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and one of the great things that people look forward to at Jesse Brown's all the time is story time.
That's right. Storyteller's Night is what we turn story time in, and we do it three times a year, and the next one's coming up Thursday, September 21st. From 6 to 8 p.m., we've got Come Hear a Neighbor's Adventure, three 20-minute stories told by friends, clients of Jesse Brown's, and neighbors, and you're invited to attend. But during this segment, Don, with the flavoring of that subject, we are going to bring on one of our storytellers and kind of dig a little deeper. She's got a long list of accomplishments and interests and that sort of thing. And we've talked to her before here on the Carolina Outdoors, but let's bring her back on and find out what's going on as she prepares for her story on Thursday, Mimi and Me. Catherine Farley, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
It's always good to have you. And this is, as I said, kind of our human interest aspect, because you are quite an accomplished lady, and it leads into a character called Mimi. But before we talk about Mimi, let's talk about you, Catherine. Give us your background. We know you're from Salisbury, or you are from Salisbury. You're a wife, a mother of three. What else do you have going on? What are you doing in your spare time?
Oh, y'all are humbling me. I indeed am a wife. I've been married for 18 years. I have a wonderful husband, Trey, who really is the one, if you want to know the truth, who has really introduced me to a true love of the outdoors. He's a big Jesse Brown fan. He grew up fly fishing and just embraces the outdoors with huge open arms. And I've always enjoyed the outdoors, but he's opened my eyes and my arms to really what it can all be about. What? And we've been able to share that with our children and our extended family, and just feel like it's really been a great gift in our lives.
Well, and so many people, the beauty of the outdoors, and that has always been one of my pet peeves, are people who say, I don't like the outdoors. And the answer would always be, well, what about a walk on the beach or a sunrise in the mountains or the cool air and seeing your breath as fall comes? So there's a place for everybody in our outdoors, and kind of that's been what's happened with you. Still a practicing physical therapist. Do you run a business called Creative Soul?
I am.
You're
Creative.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, Creative Soul just kind of encompasses and embraces everything about what I enjoy doing on the creative side. I am trained as a physical therapist. That was what my education background is, and I've been fortunate to weave that into my life. I have worked privately with clients over the years since we've had children, so I could be at home with the children when they were home from school. And the book writing has been something that has come about over the last few years, and like we have talked about, it's been inspired by spending time at the coast and our love of the coast and wanting to share that with other people and all the different things that we've learned about conserving at the coast is just in my heart and really wanted to share it. And I'm a big believer in children reading and children having books to hold. Those are ideals that are very important to me and feel like I want to be someone that continues to share that in our society today.
A lot of people will relate to our guest, Catherine Farley, and our storyteller on September 21st, Mimi and Me. Catherine, tell our listeners how you got started with that. It was vacations to the Carolina coast that kind of kicked this off, and we just listed all of the other things that you're doing, but what made you create a book and characters in a book, and what made it be a children's book?
Well, going back many years, when our children were really little, when my husband and I were fortunate enough to get away by ourselves, we would always bring a little treat back to the children, and we enjoyed picking up books. to share with them where we might have visited. And likewise, when we would go somewhere as a family, we would pick up a souvenir book that was usually a story about the area that we had visited. We spent time at the coast on Seabrook Island, and the children began saying, gosh, there's not a book about Seabrook Island. There should be a book about Seabrook. And they were very intentional about this and felt very strongly. And I encouraged them, the girls, our two girls at the time, they were in elementary school. And I said, well, why, let's write a story about Seabrook, you know. And so we started penning a story together. And our main character that we chose was a baby fawn, because you see all sorts of wildlife on the island. But the baby fawn, or the deer, was an animal that could go anywhere on the island. It could go into the marshes. It was in the areas where there was, you know, lots of nice green and wooded areas. And you'd also find them on the beach sometimes. So they could really go into all of the areas on the island. And so that was how our character came alive.
So it started with Mischievous Mimi Explores Seabrook Island. Then you came out with Mimi Discovers Sullivan's Island. Was it the same type of recipe for Sullivan's Island? Was there no book available for that one as well?
Correct. It was the same recipe. There wasn't a book for children based on Sullivan's Island. And my son really wanted to help write a book. When we wrote the first book, he was too young to help in the process. So we kind of came up with the idea of doing Sullivan's Island. He loves the fort down there, Fort Moultrie, of course, and the lighthouse and more of the concepts of historic preservation. And so we decided that we would feature that in our second book based on Sullivan's Island. What? And having grown up in Salisbury, North Carolina, in a town that really, really embraces historic preservation, that was already another ideal that was kind of ingrained in my heart as well.
Well, a big question here. Where did you vacation this summer as a family? We may be looking for the next book.
Is that the foreshadowing? Well, we can't. Our hearts are always down in the low country. So we were down at Seabrook Island a little bit and at Isle of Palms a little bit. We're fortunate to spend time at the coast. So we have some ideas popping around.
Any that you'd like to share with the Carolina Outdoor folks?
Well, I will say I have a niece who lives in Salisbury. Her name is Kennedy, and she is going to be my little helper on this next book. And I'll give you a hint. Mimi's going to go over a big bridge and land in the Holy City.
Woo. That's a pretty mighty tease. You got Don over here.
Lost me on that one.
Okay.
It's got a bunch of steeples in it, Don.
That's right.
This is the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here. Our guest, Catherine Farley, she's an author and she's a storyteller at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's Thursday, September 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. Come hear a neighbor's adventure. We have three 20-minute stories. Mimi and Me is kicking us off by Catherine Farley, our guest right now. The Signs of the Times by Christopher Lawine. And Why Bo Talks by Bo Thompson, of course, of News 1110 WBT fame. Catherine, I guess everything's kind of back in on schedule with you. Vacation times are over. The kids are back in school. How do you spend the latter part of the year without the vacations? Is this when you do your writing? Is this when you do your physical therapy? Is this when you do your creative things?
It is. I spend, I enjoy exercising, so I try to get that in, and I try to have some time where I devote to reading and staying in the Word of our Lord, and I do a little bit of volunteer work with my children's schools, and I kind of just try to stay in touch with whatever creative juices are flowing, and that's how I walk this journey.
Well, we look forward to learning about it, and we look forward to hearing your story on Thursday, September 21st, over at Jesse Brown's. Catherine Farley, thanks for joining us here with the Outdoor Guys on the Carolina Outdoors.
Yes, I can't wait for next week. It'll be fun.
I know it. Everyone is invited, and off she goes. And, Don, it's going to be an exciting night to kind of hear about Mimi and all of that creative process, and maybe, just maybe, about Mimi crossing that bridge into Charleston, nicknamed the Holy City. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. You're waking up early, or maybe coming in late, to the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.